Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, following a robbery in Eschweiler, police have urged the public not to offer lifts to anyone in the area around Wilds. According to police, several suspects fled the scene, prompting a large-scale search operation in the surrounding area. No further details have been released about the suspects or the outcome of the operation at present. In the chamber, Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel is making his statement on national foreign policy today. His speech in the plenary session is at 2 p.m, which will be dominated by the war in Ukraine and the current fragile ceasefire in the Middle East. A debate is scheduled for tomorrow lunchtime. The Communist Party of Luxembourg is holding a lunchtime protest outside the US embassy in Limpopo today, calling for an end for the decades-long blockade of Cuba. This coincides with a UN General Assembly vote today, where nearly all member states are expected to support lifting sanctions against the island nation. The Trump administration recently returned Cuba to its list of state sponsors of terrorism. In international news, Hurricane Melissa is heading towards Jamaica with wind speeds of up to 260 kilometres an hour. Forecasters believe it could become the strongest hurricane ever to hit Jamaica. The Prime Minister has warned of major destruction and has called on the population to seek shelter. The local weather service is also expecting catastrophic flooding. According to the Red Cross, Hamas has handed over another body of an Israeli hostage in Gaza. If the body is confirmed as a hostage, Hamas will have returned 16 of the 28 dead Israelis and foreigners that must be handed over according to the ceasefire agreement. US President Trump has met Japan's new conservative Prime Minister Sanae Takaishi on the second leg of his Asia tour. Takaishi heralded what she hoped would mark a, quote, new golden age of the Japan-US alliance, and Trump told her she would be one of the great prime ministers. The leaders also signed an agreement on securing the supply of critical minerals. And in Sudan, the paramilitary militia RSF has taken control of the last major city in the southwest of the country that was still controlled by the government. Fears have mounted for the safety of tens of thousands of civilians trapped in El Fasher, which has been under siege for over 18 months. The UN has issued stark warnings over reports of atrocities and says the current situation is the worst humanitarian catastrophe on the planet at present. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, and Lionel Messi says he'd love to play for Argentina at next year's World Cup in North America, but the 38-year-old will wait to see how his body feels before making a final decision. The 8-time Ballon d'Or winner, who led Argentina to victory in 2022, told NBC last night he will assess his fitness during Inter Miami's pre-season before deciding if he can be useful to the national team. And in the German Football Cup, the second round is taking place today and tomorrow. This evening's matches include Frankfurt against Dortmund, St. Pauli against Hoffenheim and Gladbach against Karlsruhe. Tomorrow, Cologne meet Bayern, Mainz play Stuttgart and Fürth face Kaiserslautern.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
A rather grey start to the day with breezy conditions bringing some rain and drizzle throughout the morning. The wet weather should clear by around midday. It will keep the cloud cover throughout the afternoon. Temperatures will start between 7 and 9 degrees this morning, climbing to highs of 11 to 13 degrees in the afternoon.